I wanna love somebody, love somebody like you. And I'm letting go of all my lonely yesterdays. I've forgiven myself for the mistakes I've made. Now there's just one thing, the only thing I wanna do. Mm-hmm. I wanna love somebody, love somebody. You're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris square off tonight in the ABC News presidential debate. The stakes are high for both candidates as polls in battleground states show a dead heat. Topics include the economy, reproductive rights, and wars overseas. But Americans are also looking at which candidate will be best to lead the country. ABC's Jonathan Carl is in Philadelphia.
They're going to be in the Constitution Center. They're going to be right across the way from where the Constitution was actually ratified. Donald Trump is somebody who has been indicted for trying to undermine that Constitution and, in fact, has also suggested in the past that he would suspend the Constitution.
Two planes collided on a taxiway at Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport this morning. A regional plane's tail reportedly clipped. No injuries reported. New data shows the inflation-adjusted median income for American households rebounded last year to its pre-pandemic level. The Census Bureau's annual report also showed women's median earnings compared to men's widened for the first time in two decades. This is ABC. A new study by the Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences at the University of Washington reveals the toll the pandemic took on teens.
The study found COVID-era lockdowns ended up aging teenagers' brains faster than the usual rate, more than 4 years faster than usual in girls, compared to just over a year faster in boys. They found lockdowns contributed to an increase of anxiety, depression, and behavioral disorders, causing their brains to mature faster, the same type of accelerated brain aging has been documented in teens who've suffered severe trauma, stress, and neglect.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. Doctors say it's important to respond to any signs of anxiety or depression by getting teens mental health support. Lawmakers in Australia say they want to propose a minimum age for children to access social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram. The prime minister says the move is to reduce online risks. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Airports across Wisconsin will get more than $34 million for safety and operation improvements. The funds come from a Federal Aviation Administration program that provides grants for the planning and development of public-use airports and improvements for airport safety, capacity, security, and environmental concerns. Three men were pulled from Lake Mendota in Madison after their boat sank over the weekend. Madison fire crews had to rescue the men Sunday after they forgot to put the bilge plug back in their boat before heading onto the water. Two other boats were already helping rescue the men as the fire crews arrived. No one was hurt. And late last month, four meerkat pups were born to meerkat Poppy at the Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison. The pups are part of a structured breeding program with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. Handlers will let the babies remain with their mom for several weeks before handling them for the first time.
At Fleet Farm, we're proud to offer everything you need for everyday life. We're even prouder to offer it at the best prices guaranteed. Like Sprout Sweet Mix for Livestock, on sale for $9.29. Or 2.5 gallons of diesel exhaust fluid, everyday low priced at $6.99. And if you happen to find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. One person is dead and another injured after a two-vehicle motorcycle accident in Rock Elm Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 54-year-old David Rhea from Rosemont, Minnesota, was traveling westbound on Highway 72 when he struck a westbound motorcycle driven by 48-year-old Sean Stucken of Eagan, Minnesota. Rhea was pronounced dead at the scene while Stucken was med-flighted to Mayo Hospital in Eau Claire. Representatives of law enforcement and the Democratic and Republican county parties in Pepin County have issued a statement condemning any acts of vandalism, theft, or harassment related to political signs. The statement urges all residents to respect the private property of others and to engage in civil discourse as we approach the upcoming election. Differences in political opinions should be discussed respectfully and peacefully. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department says any vandalism to political signs will not be tolerated, and stealing political signs or causing damage to a political sign is a crime. Pepin County ordinance violations for theft carries a fine of $263.50, and intentionally causing damage to property carries a fine of $389.50. No one was hurt following a house fire in Eau Claire. That blaze broke out yesterday at a home on East Grand Avenue. Two cats were rescued from the home. The fire caused around $75,000 worth of damage. Investigators are still investigating what caused that blaze. Next year's Ride Across Wisconsin will start in Eau Claire. Typically, the bike ride starts in La Crosse and ends in Milwaukee. The event's Facebook page says the first day will start with a victory lap around the Eau Claire and Chippewa Rivers to celebrate the event's 10th anniversary. More than 750 bikers participated in the 2024 ride. Next year's Ride Across Wisconsin starts July 12th. Lake City Schools have received a $50,000 grant to fund a new staff position called the Social Emotional Support Coach. School staff says the new role will support social and emotional learning for elementary students. The program is designed for preschool students ages 3 and 4. The creation of the Social Emotional Support Coach will also include a new curriculum. The community educational director says the lessons are both group-based and catered to students' individual needs. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
One person is dead after a drowning Sunday at Kinnikinick State Park in Clifton Township. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 66-year-old Keith Taylor of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, dove off a diving board of a parked pontoon boat and did not resurface. Family and friends were quickly able to recover Taylor's body and start life-saving measures, which continued after first responders arrived. But those efforts were unsuccessful. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of a DNR urban forestry grant and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The Chippewa Valley Regional Airport is receiving $1 million to reconstruct existing taxi lane pavement that has reached the end of its useful life. The funding comes from a Federal Aviation Administration program that provides grants for the planning and development of public use airports and improvements related to enhancing airport safety, capacity, security, and environmental concerns. Minnesota's launched a new campaign designed to bring new businesses to that state. The Star of the North campaign is a joint venture between Explore Minnesota and the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. The nationwide campaign promotes Minnesota's strong business environment as well as its quality of life. The campaign will run through June of next year. Bow hunters in Rochester will have the chance to hunt for deer in several city parks. The Rochester Parks and Recreation Department is coordinating the bow hunt since 2022 as part of an effort to control the deer population. The hunt has brought in more than 70 deer in the last 2 years. Parks and trails will remain open during the hunt with signs marking where hunting is happening. That bow hunt kicks off Saturday. Wisconsin deer hunters should consider testing their deer for chronic wasting disease. Aaron Larson is deer herd health specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. CWD testing remains a priority for the agency, with sampling available statewide. The DNR has priority areas that agency staff are especially interested in receiving samples from to help further understand disease levels and distribution. Whether to consume deer that tests positive is a personal choice. Larson notes agencies that specialize in human health, like the CDC or the World Health Organization, don't recommend consuming a deer that tests positive with CWD. Larson says hunters are also asked to report any sick or dead deer that they encounter. You can find out more at the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
A Minnesota cat will soon be heading home after being found nearly 1,500 miles from home. Finn the cat was reported missing by his owner in Middle River in early July. He was found late last month in an industrial area in Monroe, Washington. The woman who found him says Finn's microchip allowed her to immediately find and contact his owner. The cat's owner is working with the woman who found him to arrange a flight so Finn can return home. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Packers will not be placing quarterback Jordan Love on injured reserve, which means there's a chance he could return to action sooner than later. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers believe Love will recover quicker than the four-week mandatory timeline for players who are placed on IR, but Coach Matt LaFleur says they also won't put Love at risk either.
First of all, he's got to get cleared, and until he gets cleared, those conversations don't exist. So we will never put him in a position to mortgage the short term for the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he can't protect himself, we would never do that to him or our football team.
Backup Malik Willis will start against the Colts on Sunday. 49ers closed out week one of the NFL season with a convincing 32-19 victory over the Jets in Santa Clara last night. Jordan Mason rushing for 147 yards and a touchdown in the win. Aaron Rodgers, 13 for 21, 167 with a touchdown and a pick in defeat. Wisconsin will honor running back Ron Dayne during Saturday's game against Alabama, celebrating the 25th anniversary of his setting the NCAA's all-time Division I rushing record and winning the Heisman back in 1999. Dayne finished his career with 7,125 yards. That total still stands today. Brewers open a three-game series in San Francisco against the Giants tonight. The Crew has lost four of its last five. Their magic number to clinch the Central sits at 10. Cubs beat the Dodgers 10-4, banged out 16 hits in the win last night. Pirates over the Marlins 3-2. Paul Skeens pitching six strong innings to improve to 10-2. He reached 151 strikeouts for the season. That sets a Pirates rookie record. Phillies over the Rays 2-1. Mets down Toronto by a score of 3-2. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Y'all want to hear about the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford? Well, if you're age 50 or over, you can save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're going to sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the buck's got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
A wild day in Atlanta shuffles the playoff standings heading to upstate New York. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Joey Logano won Sunday's Quaker State 400 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, advancing his team into the second round of the Cup Series playoffs. But there were several that had tough days in Atlanta, and will now have a bit of an uphill climb the next 2 weeks. Darlington winner Chase Briscoe was caught up in an early accident and finished 38th and is now 20 points outside the all-important top 12. Martin Truex Jr. finished 35th after suspension issues and is 15th in the standings, 18 points out of 12th. And Kyle Larson crashed early and ended up 37th, falling to 10th in points and just 15 points above the cut line. Next up, the road course of Watkins Glen this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Give your chickens a block treat to provide extra nutrition and entertainment as they peck at it. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. You can buy flock blocks ready-made off the shelf or make your own as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Chickens have the natural instinct to peck at something. When you set out a block treat for them, they're entertained with the pecking and also get some nutrition. Block treats aren't meant to replace your flock's regular feed. They're formulated to provide supplemental energy, vitamins, and minerals. Peter Friquette is an extension poultry nutritionist at North Carolina State University. He says when you're shopping for a commercially made block treat, look for a good nutritional mix.
It should contain some grain, could be corn, cracked corn, could be oats, some wheat possibly in there, and then some protein sources, things like rapeseed meal, or could be flaxseed, a good one is sunflower seeds.
It's not hard to make your own block treats out of scratch grains and other foods that your birds like. It's like making a big cookie, but the challenge is finding a way to hold it all together.
If it's in the wintertime and it's cold, you can stick things together with tallow, beef fat that turns solid. And you'd have to experiment where it's just enough to hold it together. You could also use some beeswax or paraffin, the edible type. And so it's like a wax, and you can mix that, and it'll hold it together. The benefit of using like a tallow or some sort of a wax is that when you press it together and it rains, it doesn't fall apart.
Some people use a package of clear gelatin and put everything into a mold. You can also cook up some oatmeal, mix it together with your grains, and press it into a big ball. When it dries, it'll hold together. If you include raw ingredients, such as eggs or meat, be sure to cook your treats in a 300-degree oven until they reach an internal temperature of 150 degrees. This will kill any bacteria that can make your chickens sick. You'll find more tips and recipes for making block treats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
72 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday at the Mercantile Exchange. Milk markets are higher. October milk up 37 to 23.91. November up 45 to 23.40. December up 30 to 22.31. January milk up 9 to 20.92. Cheese markets were higher today. Barrels up 5.5 to 234. 40-pound blocks up 3.5 to 230.5. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 317.5. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 39.5. One trade. Dry waste steady at 59, two trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are relatively flat. Feeder cattle are slightly higher. Now, we have seen cash prices trading lower, and box beef prices have been mixed, and so that's why we really have the mixed prices. The trade really doesn't seem confident in the marketplace as technical direction changes have been dramatic lately, but the fundamentals continue to lag in lending enough support. Meanwhile, in the hog markets today, they have found some technical footing as the day is heading into the midday. Traders are attempting to push a modest rally today. Now, the projected lean hog index is down, however. That is still providing some outside market pressure to the markets. October live cattle now back to steady at 176.92. December down 2 cents to 176.77. February up 7 cents to 177.82. September feeder cattle up 77 cents to 238.50. October up 62 cents to 235.35. November up 42 cents to 232.25. October hogs down 32 cents to 78.47. December down 12 cents to 70.97. February up 7 cents to 75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving mostly lower today as we head towards the WASDE report Thursday with a little other fresh news to really help the markets. And the nice weather will not only keep maturity moving forward for both corn and beans, but also allow the harvest as well to continue to move forward, especially in the corn crop. Wheat markets, meanwhile, moving up mostly higher. The Northern Hemisphere harvest is nearly wrapped up. Matif wheat prices are back to their recent highs, and that's also helping to support many U.S. wheat contracts. September corn down 3.25 to 381. December down 3 to 404.25. March down 2.5 to 423.5. New crop 25 down 1.75 to 443.25. Soybeans again lower. Even some of those soybean product prices moving lower. And that's also pressuring the soybean pit as September down 18.25 to 981.75. November down 21 to 997. January down 20.5 to 1015. New crop 25 down 16.75 to 10.46.25. September soybean meal down 580 to 312. September soybean oil down 58 cents to 41.03. Chicago wheat, September down 3/4 to 554.75. December up 5.75 to 574.25. Minneapolis wheat, September steady at 579. December up 5.5 to 612.25. Energy markets sharply lower once again today. October crude oil down 309 to 65.62. November down 297 to 64.94. Meanwhile, October gas down 5 cents to 187. November down 6 cents to 184. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute sees lower prices for farmers over the next several years. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Twice yearly, the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri releases a highly anticipated baseline update for U.S. agriculture markets. The most recent reflects information available mid-August. Dr. Pat Westhoff, the institute director, says large global stocks are keeping prices on grains low across the board.
Yeah, we've got a lot of supplies globally right now, and unless there's something, a big change on the demand side of the picture, ordinary weather conditions around the world the next several years would lead to continued large supplies. Obviously, we're going to have some weather shocks and the like in the near term, so we don't know which year will be a good year, which will be might be a bad year. On average, we think current prices are more or less reflective of the current market situation.
Westhoff adds, there's no incentive at this point for farmers to consider big acreage shifting for 2025.
Given our current snapshot, which of course will change in the months ahead, we're seeing lower prices for almost all the major crops that are being produced. So it's not as if by switching from one crop to another, you can come out ahead. So we don't expect to see, right now at least, major shifts in acreage in 2024. Or 2025, I should say.
On the livestock front, current data does not point for much relief in sight for pork producers.
We're still talking about relatively narrow margins, so still losses for some producers in 2024, maybe into 2025 as well. We think eventually that has to translate into a bit lower production, but when that might occur is hard to predict. You know, we do have, in our baseline, a very slight downturn in production in 2026 that's mildly supportive of prices. But we're not talking about, you know, high profit levels anytime soon.
Westhoff says milk prices are predicted to remain stable for the next several years.
If feed costs come down, that may indeed be able to get people back to a break-even or maybe slight profits for the most efficient producers. But we're not talking about high levels of profitability in the dairy industry anytime soon. We'll continue to have contraction of the herds that are higher cost producers and continued concentration industry in the years ahead. Dairy, like almost any other major commodity, is very reliant on international markets these days. So changes in production in New Zealand and Australia and changes in demand from China and other countries can swing those prices around dramatically from one year to the next, as we've seen.
That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Experience all things electric during the 4th annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 6 days suitable for field work during the week ending September 8th, according to USDA. Farmers took advantage of the cool and dry weather for field work, including finishing up the small grain harvest, digging potatoes, cutting hay, and planting fall-seeded crops. corn in the dough stage reached 90%. 58% of corn has reached the dent stage. 5% of the corn crop was mature. Corn for silage harvest was at 9% complete. Corn condition was at 64% good to excellent. Soybeans were nearly finished setting pods while coloring reached 45%. 10% of soybeans are beginning to drop leaves. Soybean condition rated at 62% good to excellent. Oats were 98% harvested. Winter wheat planting was at 11% complete with scattered emergence observed. Third cutting alfalfa hay was at 96% complete, fourth cutting at 44% complete. All hay condition was rated at 77% good to excellent. The potato harvest at 42% complete. Potato condition was at 88% good to excellent. Over the weekend, Missouri officials identified a person sick with the H5N1 virus despite having no known contact with animals. Farm Policy News from the University of Illinois says this is the first case of the virus this year not linked to farm work. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week that the Missouri patient was hospitalized and treated with antiviral medications. The patient has since recovered and has been discharged from the hospital. This is the 14th case of H5N1 infection in humans this year. 10 cases were reported in Colorado, 2 in Michigan, and 1 in Texas, all amid an outbreak in animals. Before this year, there was only one reported case of the H5N1 in the U.S. in a poultry worker from Colorado who was infected in 2022. Possible signs of human infection include fever, chills, cough, sore throat, and or pink eye, along with a runny nose. Drawing attention to the worsening economic conditions impacting the nation's food growers, over 300 national and state groups like the National Corn Growers Association sent a letter to congressional leaders about the need for a new farm bill. Signatories stressed the significant need for a new bill before the end of 2024. It's critical that Congress pass a new farm bill that strengthens the safety net as many producers are facing multiple years of not being profitable, and it's causing their overall financial situation to deteriorate, the letter said. Some will have challenges as they seek operating credit for the 2025 crop year. As the farm bill delays continued, producers across the country have faced headwinds ranging from extreme weather to high input costs and uncertain global demand to supply chain disruptions. Farmers and their allies say these challenges exposed areas of the farm bill that need to be strengthened. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says its food price index stood at 120.7 points in August, down marginally from July. Decreases in the price indices for sugar, meat, and cereals outweighed increases for those in vegetable oils and dairy products. The food price index was 1.1% lower than August of 2023 and 25% below the 160.3 points reached in March of 2022. The cereal price index averaged 110.1 points in August, down 0.6 of a point from July and 15 points from last year. The dairy price index had the biggest jump, rising 2.8 points from July to 130.6 points. That's 16 points above last year. The vegetable oil price index hit 136 points, 1 point higher than in July, while the meat index was up 0.9 of a point to 119.5. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, arrived in Ho Chi Minh City to launch a USDA-sponsored agribusiness trade mission to Vietnam. Taylor's delegation included officials from 60 U.S. agribusinesses and farm organizations and 9 State Departments of Agriculture seeking to develop and expand business opportunities with importers in Vietnam and other Southeast Asian countries. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Wildfire smoke from Canada will result in hazy skies for much of this week. Now, isolated sprinkles and a light rain shower are possible for much of the area tonight, but any chances for heavier precipitation won't arrive for the weekend. For the rest of the week, highs will generally be in the 80s. Partly sunny throughout the day today, an isolated rain shower possible. Highs 77 to 82, relative humidities at 47 to 52%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated shower early. Lows 57 to 62, relative humidities at 70 to 75%. South winds at 7 to 12. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 81 to 86. Relative humidities at 42 to 47%. South winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. For Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Friday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of a rain shower, highs 75 to 80. And for Monday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
God bless Texas.
Was I crazy to think she'd stay?
sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that wind was a friend, it'd still be blowing in like a warm southern whisper. I brace myself against the cold, let her memory take hold, stirring that old fire up as if I don't miss her enough. If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that wind was a friend, it'd still be blowing in like a warm southern whisper.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of. Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, stay a little while. I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
What we're taught, well, I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes, one day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. 'Cause I've been living and fast forward, hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward, now I need to rewind real slow.
all grew up, they settled down, built nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs, they pray for their babies and